the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this day four of our summer pledge drive. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Colato and David Dawson. Hey guys, good morning.
These days, you got these Ciao. Days right. Yeah.
These days.
These days. These days, right. Well, these days have become very profitable for us. We appreciate each and every pledge that you've been giving. 855-341-5199. I'm giving you that number early today.
I like that.
The phones and the online contributions yesterday were phenomenal, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
We hope the momentum continues, and we thank you for responding to our call. In the meantime, we're going to call out to St. William of York. He is the patron saint of today, feast day. So in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. St. William of York, help us to follow your footsteps in the path of zeal and gentleness. Teach us to count as little all personal injuries. May the whole church receive an increase of light and grace to the honor and praise of the undivided and ever tranquil Trinity. St. William of York, pray for us.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. We have a wonderful lineup for you today because, Damian, it is a matching hour. Well, we have a couple of matching hours from 7 to 9, thanks to Chad Olivier with the Olivier Group, and he's actually in the Baton Rouge studio with Damian and David right now.
Yes.
Hey.
See, there he is.
About to hand me a big old check, I think.
No, there he is. Good morning.
Good morning. Every dollar for the 7 to 9 o'clock hour will be matched, so please call 855-341-5199, or you can donate online at ccradio.help. Chad's going to be joining us in just a few moments. In 18 minutes, Gary Zimak will be with us. He's a Catholic author and speaker, and he's going to be talking about the importance of Catholic community media and his support. In 35 minutes, David Dawson Jr. joins us. He's the director of the Office of Parish Support for the Diocese of Home and Thibodaux. And every Thursday, we talk about marriage and family life. Well, today's topic is going to be about a husband's role in pursuing his wife. So that's going to be a great conversation with David.
Pursuing his wife.
That's going to be interesting with me being the one asking the questions, I can assure you.
I know. I thought it would be
Get your coffee ready.
Maybe a little. We'll see. And in 48 minutes, Paul Sense joins us once again. He's the author of Church Councils, 100 Questions and Answers. We always learned so much with Paul. So looking forward to today's 7 o'clock hour with you again. We have 2 hours of Wake Up. And Damian, I don't know about you, but looking forward to some wonderful weather on this World Oceans Day.
Wait, what? Is that right? World Ocean Day?
Today is World Ocean Day.
I could have worn my bathing suit. That's okay.
I'm glad
that's
you
right.
did.
Yeah, okay.
And just with that being said, but guess what? It may be Ocean Day, but Air Quality Day?
It's bad.
It's poor.
Yeah.
So be careful out there if you guys have lung issues or breathing issues of sorts, asthma, things of that nature. Air quality is very low today. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon, though. Showers possible. That could help the situation late in the afternoon. We do have a 30% chance of rain. Light winds right now, so no big deal there. High is going to be 93. So even though summer's not here yet, it's here. And the low is going to be 70 overnight. Basically the same conditions for tomorrow. Temperatures in and around the area right now, everybody in the 70s. In Covington and Home of Thibodaux, it's 72. In Bay St. Louis and Baton Rouge, it's 73. And in the Crescent City, warming up already, it's 76 degrees there. So that's your forecast. In the meantime, don't go too far. We're going to be chatting with Chad Olivier, who is our matching sponsor during our summer pledge drive here on Wake Up.
good Thursday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's Gospel. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions.
Alrighty, thank you, Father Chris. Yes, we do have to love our neighbors, and that is what we do here at Catholic Community Media. We are out there trying to pass on the Word of God, and you could help us do that during the Summer Pledge Drive by calling 855-341-5199 or ccradio.help if you want to donate online before you get moving to work. We greatly appreciate it. And guess what? If you do donate a dollar, $10, $20, we're going to double it because our matching sponsor this morning happens to be the Olivier Group and Chad Olivier. Head honcho over there is with us this morning. Chad, you have been a big supporter of Catholic Community Media. Share with the folks why it's important to you to give.
Well, first of all, Damien, we're in the money business, so that's 100% return. If you give it a dollar, we put it all up. So.
There you go. That is a financial guy talking right there. Okay. So he knows the value or return on investment.
That's correct.
And, yeah, I mean, speaking of investment, look where it goes. Mm-hmm. You know, look where it goes. Yeah. You're saving souls. Yeah. That's quite the investment right
That's
there.
It.
That's yeah. right. Amen. It's not just about the money.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. No, so Catholic Radio is just a great organization to support. We are a big Catholic family. Rose and I got our four boys, members of St. George Catholic Church.
Yep.
And it's a way to give back to the goodness that you guys are trying to preach on a daily basis. And with Catholic Radio, anytime I jump in a car, depending upon what area I'm in, sometimes you'll catch a little bit of another station. But most of the time, I can't make it to daily mass, so I'll get on in. I'm in daily mass.
There, that's, I am, there right you there. Go. Exactly. That's right. At 12 o'clock, right. And you know what time it's on.
That's exactly it. And then I definitely like the questions and answers. Might have been, is it Dr. Anders?
Yeah, David Anders.
Yes.
You love the
Called
afternoon
to be
Catholic.
Shows.
It's, yes. Those are wonderful.
Oh, it's so wonderful. Man. And so a lot of times when I hear something on that, I'll try to remember it. And then when I stop, I start texting, and I'll text it to Rose and my boys. Uh-huh. And so I'll put it out there. And so that it's something that we can talk about later that day when I get home.
Oh, how cool is that? And you always hear something you've never heard before, right?
It is.
I mean,
it's amazing.
That part just blows my mind. By the way, you were saying every now and then the signal goes in and out. I'm here to tell you it's improved now. As of 2 weeks ago, 1380 AM, it's stronger than it ever has been since we purchased the station.
That's so awesome. You
so
know,
just
so...
So we
I
got
to go to the AM station. I keep going to the FM station.
Yeah, and the station. FMs, it depends on what part of town you're in.
That's
you're
exactly
absolutely right.
That's
but
right.
1380 AM, give it a shot.
Yep. Yeah, so. And I know you being originally from Chalmette, the New Orleans area, when you're heading that way, 690 WQNO.
Yep.
So
yes.
you could travel
all the way
I-10
to Mobile.
And we're there and all the way to Mobile. So that's the beauty of having some AM stations to go along with our FMs.
Yep. We're going to get you somewhere.
Yep, that's right. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to change gears real quick. You being the financial guy, where are the markets going? We're hearing about inflation, then recession, and then depression. So help us out here.
So our feelings on the market right now is anytime you look back in history, when the Fed is at the back end of raising rates, which where they are right now, the market has done very good double-digit returns for that next 9 to 12 months.
Okay.
And that's what we're seeing. So we saw the bottom hit in October, and right now, the S&P 500 is up double digits right now. Things are looking much better. What's happening is the companies are coming out with better and better earnings, and the recession is not right in front of us. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll always have a recession. It's not right in front of us. And the Fed's at the end of their raising cycle, and the inflation has come down about half of what it was a year ago. Mm-hmm. And so all those raises they've done, they're affecting it now, where the inflation is coming down, which is good. You know, so yeah. The eggs that you were getting at the grocery store for almost $7 have come down to the
almost.
Oh my goodness!
Not quite to, where they were
exactly to the $3.50.
Oh wow, that's like that. Okay.
So, yeah. But well, so there's still room for improvement. What about consumer confidence? Is that getting any better?
It actually is. The what's interesting is over the last month, even a part where the housing and consumers going out and buying houses, you know, that has improved. The manufacturing part has improved tremendously. Now, if you remember, with COVID just took a lot of things offline.
Yes, sir. We're still recovering from that.
Exactly. And that's what you had. So all of a sudden you had this big influx of that we needed supply. We had the demand on a lot of industries, and they couldn't catch up.
That's right.
And especially the car market. I mean, if you remember a year ago, I mean, the car market was incredible. It cost so much. Couldn't buy one. And if you got a used one, it was more expensive than the new cars.
Right, and because of the chips and everything
that's
else.
That's exactly.
And I'm hearing parts are still tough to come by in the automotive side.
It is, but on the housing side, it has gotten so much better. And
good.
Lumber prices have come down tremendously to lows of 2 years ago. And we got new windows that we ordered for the house, and they came in a matter of 5 to 6 weeks. And look, they were saying it was taking almost 6 months.
At one point.
At one point.
That's right. Yeah. Well, since the markets seem to be improving, Chad, people should be able to reach into their pocket and come up with a $10 or $20 bill. What do you think?
I think so. And I think so, the confidence is out there. And this
I like
is,
the confidence part.
So what's the phone number if they want to call and make a donation so you can match?
Sure. 855-341-5199.
And you can go online as well, ccradio.help. And the Olivier Group, Chad Olivier, thank you for helping us today.
Yep, thank you.
I do appreciate you.
All right.
Yeah, a matching sponsor, so every dollar you give, he's going to add to it. So
100%
call right
return,
now.
Damien. 100%
return.
I love it.
That's our motto here. So don't go too far, because we're tuning your heart to the truth, especially on Wake Up.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 8th. Today we celebrate St. William of York. A disputed election as Archbishop of York and a mysterious death are the headlines from the tragic life of today's saint. Born into a powerful family in 12th century England, William seemed destined for great things. His uncle was next in line for the English throne, though a nasty dynastic struggle complicated things. William himself faced an internal church feud. Despite these roadblocks, he was nominated to become Archbishop of York in 1140. Since the local clergy were less enthusiastic, the Archbishop of Canterbury decided not to consecrate William. 3 years later, a neighboring bishop performed the consecration, but it lacked the approval of Pope Innocent II, whose successors likewise withheld approval. William was deposed, and a new election was ordered. Finally, in 1154, William became Archbishop of York. Entering the city that spring after years of exile, he received an enthusiastic welcome. Within 2 months, however, William was dead, most likely a victim of poisoning. His administrative assistant was suspected of the crime, though no formal charges were ever made. Following his death, many miracles were attributed to William, who was canonized 73 years later. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
It is 19 past the hour. You're tuning your heart to the truth on our summer pledge drive. Please call and donate, because every dollar during the 7 to 9 o'clock hours will be matched by the Olivier Group. That number to call and donate is 855-341-5199 or ccradio.com. coffeeclub.help. Real quick, before we get to our next guest, you can join the Coffee Club. We have new Coffee Club members,
yes,
especially
do.
Yesterday. And thank you so much
yes.
for those new members who are joining, which is a $30 a month recurring donation. So when you join the Coffee Club during our summer pledge drive, you will receive a Catholic Community Media travel tumbler and a bag of River Road coffees. So it's a dollar a month, which equals to $30, or a dollar a day, which equals
right.
to $30 a month, and it's a recurring $30 donation. And that helps us become a monthly recurring donor, even if you can't do $30, $10, $20,
Absolutely.
That adds up.
It really
especially
does.
Especially the recurring monthly donations. So consider joining us. And It's matched this hour.
It's
so
matched.
There you go.
Yes.
That's
it'll
incredible.
Go a long way. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about it's 100% return, but look, considering where your money's going and considering you're doing it for Christ, it's tenfold return.
Yeah, that's true.
And boy, you'll see it in the end.
That's right. That's
yes,
right.
You will. So, yes, you will. Well, our next guest is Gary Zimek. He's a Catholic author and speaker, and today he joins us because, well, we love an hour with Gary. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Gabby, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for including me on your show in this special time.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, well, we hope you're doing okay because I definitely have a friend over in D.C. who took a picture of the sky this morning, and my
yeah.
goodness. So we hope you're doing over
oh, wow.
okay over up there with the smoke and haze, and hope you guys are doing well. But, you know, Gary, weird times we live in, right? I feel like every time we come to a summer pledge drive, a spring, fall pledge drive, it just gets weirder and weirder. And that's why we need something like Catholic Community Media to say,
here.
Hey, there's
Help
a lot
us,
of things going on. You know, but it's true. Gary helps us to kind of ease our anxiety and focus on what's important, and that's a relationship with Jesus.
Yep.
Exactly. Hey, Gabby, you know what? When you bring me on the show, it definitely gets weirder, and I'm proud of that fact. can I say something? I know this is your gig, but I need to, if I could, may I issue a challenge to anybody listening?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Now, here's the thing. I believe in a challenge with a reward. I don't want to just challenge. I want to offer something in return. So I have here on my table, in the smoky state of New Jersey, I have 5 copies of my latest book, When Your Days Are Dark, God Is Still Good. So here's my challenge. I want to say to the first 5 people who call in and donate $25 or more, I'll send a signed copy of my book.
Oh, my goodness.
You. Is that okay with you guys? And I'll do the mailing. You just send me the names and addresses. And I would be happy to do that as my contribution.
Wow, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes.
Definitely, you want to get Gary's book because it helps. I love it. Gary, I love all your books. So one more time, say that challenge again for those who are just tuning in.
Okay, so for the first 5 callers who call in and request a copy of my latest book and donate $25 or more, I will send them a signed copy of the book.
That's great. Well, that number to call.
You know, because I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gabby.
No, Gary, we appreciate that. And you definitely want to get that book from Gary Zimek. And that number to call is 855-341-5199. Or you can donate ccradio.help. So $25 or more, you will receive this copy. And that's the first 5 callers. So you want to call now and get this copy because they get sold out on Amazon.
Oh, yes, they do.
Online, especially during Lent, Advent, just weird times. So you'd want to get this copy of this book. Gary, can you kind of tell us a little bit about what we'll find in this book?
You know, this book was written, it's written as an answer to the crazy things that we face every day in our lives, in the country, in the world. It's my attempt to look at Paul's words in Romans 8:28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. To look at those words and to offer explanation by looking in the Bible, I look at 14 stories in the Bible of God bringing good out of really bad situations. And my hope is that somebody reading the book, while they might not fully comprehend how God is working in their bad situation, they might look at one of these stories and say, you know what? He did it then. I believe that he can bring good out of my situation as well. It's a book that I wrote to give hope to somebody who might be on the verge of being hopeless.
Oh, man, and do we need that right now, Gary? Well, I just heard the phone ring, so definitely call 855-341-5199 or ccradio.help to get your copy. Again, the first five callers. Gary, Catholic media, Catholic radio, just something that really gets us into our relationship with Jesus through our Catholic faith is so important. And you have just a history of being on the radio, being involved in Catholic media, Catholic evangelization. Talk about that and how it constantly teaches us church teaching and how to grow closer to our Lord Jesus Christ, which really gives us true peace and happiness.
You know, Gabby, I would not be here speaking with you now if it was not for Catholic radio. And that doesn't mean that Catholic radio, I'm not talking about Catholic radio as a vehicle for me to come on and share the good news. I mean, as someone who was born into the Catholic faith, I'm a cradle Catholic, I was lukewarm for so many years. Going to Catholic school, too, lukewarm, nervous, afraid, almost hopeless. And then I literally encountered Jesus Christ through the gift of Catholic radio. So I'm here because of Catholic radio. It changed my life. It literally changed my life. And at the time I was experiencing what I would call my major reversion experience, getting back to the faith, really embracing my faith, even though I never left, I was just lukewarm. At the time that happened, I would never imagine I would be on Catholic radio as much as I have been. So I'm such a believer. You guys are able to go places where the priest can't go. And I think that's the important thing. Some people aren't going to church, but they're listening to their radio. Some people who can't go to church, they're hearing the good news. So I am such a believer, and I'm so pleased that you asked me to be a part of this pledge drive.
Well, even going through a global pandemic, you know, having the streaming services available because of donations was so needed to tune to Mass at the beginning when we couldn't go to Mass, especially in many parts of our country that was even delayed more and more. So I think it's so needed. We have three books left of Gary's book. One more time, 855-341-5199. The next three people to donate $25 will receive a copy of Gary's book. Gary, one more time, tell us a little bit about the title of that book, because we have some callers.
Gabby, quick, one left. There's only one book left.
One book left.
All right. Wow. Wow.
Keep
praise
calling
the Lord for that. When your days are dark, God is still good. That's the message. It is amazing. It's great. And I'm pleased to do it. I really am. It's my honor to do that. People are hopeless, guys. You know, they're hopeless. They're discouraged. We need that hope. We need that hope that it's going to get better. And it's always going to get better when you invite Jesus into whatever your difficulty is. Not always externally, but internally. It always gets better.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. And Gary, you know, the one thing that I love about your speaking opportunities or anything that we hear that involves you podcasting is that you're very open and real when you talk about exactly what you're going through with anxiety, with just being scared about something or even doubting God's plan. I think that's a very human reaction to things and saying it's okay, you are not alone. And we can find that in your books. We can find that in your resources as well.
And that's why I write these books. So thank you for saying that, Gabby, because I struggle too. I struggle with hopelessness sometimes. I struggle with discouragement just about every day. I don't always feel it. I was saying my prayers this morning, talking to the Lord, and I said to him, Lord, I'm not feeling it today, but I know you're real, and I know you're hearing me, and I'm going to keep going. But I don't always feel it. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's not what we feel. It's what we do. That's what faith is.
It is. Most definitely, and that's why Catholic Community Media is so needed in today's world, so you can continue to hear people like Gary Zimek say, you're not alone, and we're here together, and we're going to get a better relationship with Jesus and bring peace into our life, into our household. Thank you so much, Gary Zimek, Catholic author and speaker. You can go to followingthetruth.com to find out more. I know we've been talking about this, but people tune in at different times in the morning real quick. One more time, because we have one copy left of your book. Anyone who donates $25 or more, Gary Zimek will send a signed copy of your book. One more time, Gary, that title.
The title is When Your Days Are Dark, God Is Still Good. And when we go off the air, Gabby, you guys just send me the names and addresses, and I'll get the books right in the mail.
We will. Thank you so much, Gary, for your generosity and your willingness to join us on our morning show. We always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I always appreciate being on with you.
All right, brother.
Yes.
Be careful with that air.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, be careful with that.
I will. I will, brother. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Gary. Oh, my goodness. I had the pleasure of hanging out with Gary and his family not too long. Well, it was long ago. It was a few years ago. But they're such a great family. COVID just throws me off. You know, I'm like, oh, wait, that was a long time ago. But just a wonderful, beautiful family who just loves the Lord, loves being Catholic. So 855-341-5199 or ccradio.help is where you can go and donate online. David Dawson Jr. with the Diocese of Houma Thibodaux joins us when we return from the break. It is half past the hour on Wake Up.
It is 35 after the hour. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday to you. Thank you for joining us on Wake Up, and thank you for being a part of our summer pledge drives. Boy, the phones are lighting up this morning. Online responses have been great, and we appreciate y'all's support and also the support of the Olivier Group. Chad Olivier and team, they are our matching sponsors for these 2 hours, and he's going to be forking out some jack, to say the least. 855-341-5199. That's 855-341-5199. ccradio.help. Want to mention a few of the folks who've made some donations. Coffee Club. Have a number of people who have joined the Coffee Club this week. Andy in Bay St. Louis, as well as Pat in Baton Rouge. Also, big shout out to, and that also includes, let's see, Danny from New Orleans, Crystal from Metairie, Joni from New Roads. They're from all over the place.
Wow.
And Gabby, they're realizing a dollar a day, they won't even feel it, right?
That's right. And when you join the Coffee Club, which is a $30 recurring monthly donation, you will get a Catholic Community Media travel tumbler and a bag of River Road coffee. So we will send that to you when you join the Coffee Club. I'm a Coffee Club member. My family and I were Coffee Club members, and we have our travel tumbler, and we enjoy it all the time, and we know it supports Catholic Community Media. And we also just got this donation, a $50 donation from Jade in Ventris, Louisiana. Thank you so much, Jade, for your donation. It's always so generous. And I love the people over in Ventris, Louisiana. I've been there plenty of times. So wonderful. Thank you so much. 855-341-5199 or ccradio.help. Jade's donation has been doubled thanks to the Olivier Group.
Very much so. Also, shout out to Gary from Gretna. $500. Thank you so much.
Goodness. Thank you.
Very nice. And we truly appreciate it. Joseph over in Thibodaux, $100. And Lee in Covington, $100. Irene in Baton Rouge, thank you for your $50 donation. And again, we appreciate your efforts. It helps us help you because it allows us to do what we do. It pays our bills and it keeps us on the air. And you can continue to contribute either on an ongoing basis or a one-time donation. Either way, it's going to benefit us and get our good quality Catholic programming out to you day in and day out. 855-341-5199. That's the number to call. We have operators. They're busy. If it's busy, just try back in about 2 or 3 minutes, and they'll be ready to answer your call.
Yes. Well, and you were talking about bills, Damian. I have my handy handout here because it has a number of bills that we paid. And I just wanted to be really honest. We've been really honest with our listeners and donors because this is where we need your donations as well during our summer pledge drive. So, for example, our monthly electric bill on average is $2,000 a month. I can't imagine paying a $2,000 electric bill for my house. But, you know, we have so many computers and lights that we have to constantly keep running 24/7 as well. So your donations help with that. We have internet and IT support monthly, on average about $3,000 a month. Engineering fees average $2,000 a month, and we are 100% donor funded. So although we have the prayerful support of the dioceses around our area that we cover, we are 100% donor funded by listeners like you. So if you're hearing us now, it's because of donors and listeners like you. So please call and donate, 855-341-5199.
And your donation between now and 9 a.m. will be matched by the Olivier Group. So it'll have double the pleasure, double the fun. And some other donations we received, want to mention a few other folks. Anthony in Metairie, $50. Tom in New Orleans donated $100. Thank you very much, Tom. Diane in Metairie, $40, and in Baker, Carla contributed $25, and Carlos Acutis, we haven't really talked about the Carlos Acutis Club, Gabby, but the Carlos Acutis Club is if you donate $10 a month in a sustaining donation, you become a member of the Carlos Acutis Club, and he's a young and upcoming individual who is soon to be a saint, I'm sure. But Jerry donated $10 to be a part of that, and we appreciate your donation there, Jerry, from Baton Rouge.
Yes, well, let's be honest with this one as well. You know, we've been talking about our 690 AM tower reconstruction for quite some time, really since 2016. And reconstructing a tower is very, very expensive. So we do have a tower loan from 2016. The current balance on it is $155,000 with a $6,100 monthly donation. So if you know someone or if you are that's pretty hefty. That's $6,000 a month, so something as far as knocking that out will greatly help us continue to increase what we're doing over here at Catholic Community Media. So yes, that is a tower note. Thank you so much for correcting me on that.
Yes, and you know, when you call, if there's something in particular you like us to know, or maybe have a request on certain type of programs, we want to hear from you, because this radio station is your radio station, and it's all about bringing the good word, the word of God, to you each and every day, and sharing the love. I mean, you can deal with the clutter any time of the day. But as far as Catholic Community Radio, I love hearing some of the stories as to why people tune in, how they found us. I was talking to a young lady earlier this week, coming from Lafayette. As she left Lafayette, she lost the signal of a Catholic radio station there. And so she started going along the radio band on the AM dial and came across WPYR, 1380 AM, as she hit Baton Rouge. She said she listened to it all the way to Gonzales as she was heading to New Orleans. And she didn't realize 690 was there, but she made sure that she called and told us about it. And that's what makes us feel good, and that's when we know we're doing the good Lord's work.
Well, and things like Wake Up as well. You know, people have Wake Up on their morning routine on the way to school, on the way to work, and just listening to that program is because of your donations as well. So, you know, we need to continue to expand and reach more people who are homebound, who need to listen to the true Catholic faith, especially the local part as well. And I love incorporating the different people in our dioceses, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and Biloxi. We need to continue doing that, and that's why we come to you for our summer pledge drive.
That's right. That's right. So, hey, I want to mention just real quick, someone who helps us out even in our pledge drives in the past is Jacob Zumo, famous sacred artist. He's donated a lot of his work to people who make donations during our pledge drives. Well, he is having what he now calls Saints by Number. He's got his fourth edition. This will be the fourth time he's doing this, and it's going to be at his studio in Baton Rouge, located on Interline Drive. And I want to just mention that it's this Saturday. It's $100 a person, and you get the painting supplies, you get the food, wine, and a self-tour of his art gallery. And this particular theme is the Chaste Heart of St. Joseph. And boy, he sets it all up for you, and he gives you some instruction as well along the way. You can't beat it, and I guarantee you, your work of art is going to be pretty good because of the fact that it's by numbers. If you did that as a kid, same thing as an adult. He keeps it simple, and it comes out beautiful. So hopefully you'll be able to help him out. Go to ccmedia.live for more information. In the meantime, we need your help. 855-341-5199. That's the number to call, or ccradio.help. online. And Gabby, you mentioned the internet, $3,000 a month to take care of all our technology needs. Hey, we are able to stream all across the world thanks to the internet.
Yes, and our app as well, so you can download our app pretty much anywhere, and that's also from your donations. So
yeah,
that's
without them we can't do it.
Yes, absolutely. 855-341-5199 or ccradio.help is where you can go and donate online. Our next guest is Paul Sense. He's going to be talking about his book called Church Councils, 100 Questions and Answers. Stay with us.
Well, welcome back. It's 48 after the hour. I'm David Dawson, along with Damian Collado and Gabby Smith in Bay St. Louis. And, you know, it's been fun. I've been busy because I had to go jump on the phones. The phones were ringing like crazy. So I'm going to still give that number out because I want them to keep going crazy. So right in the middle of my next interview, I may have to get up and leave. I'm kidding. 855-341-5199. That's 855-341-5199. Or you can go online to ccradio.help. Don't forget, every dollar that you pledge will be matched by the Olin Group. I mean, I'm sorry, by the Olivier Group. I got my O's mixed up, by the Olivier Group. So, all right, we're going to be talking to Paul Sense. He's the author, Catholic author of Church Councils, 100 Questions and Answers. And boy, I tell you, Paul, I think I got more than 100 questions about this because I know very, very little about it. Good morning.
Morning, and thanks for having me.
Well, happy to have you on. And first of all, just an overall definition of what is a council.
Yeah, so there are different ways in the church's life that the word council is used. You know, you talk about your parish councils and things like that from time to time. But usually, when we're talking about councils, especially, you know, the church councils, we're talking about ecumenical councils, which is a very... You know, in the church's history, it's a very rare thing. It's only in extraordinary circumstances that the Pope calls one of these councils, which is all the bishops of the world together in union with the Pope, coming together to teach the universal church, and it's usually in response to some pretty profound need for the universal church. So it's not to address kind of local issues. It's for the whole church.
Pretty major, huh? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. There's only been 21 so far in the whole history of the church.
So okay. So
extraordinary thing.
So Paul, what was the first one?
The first one was the first council of Nicaea in 325 AD.
Okay.
Yeah.
325. And it was called. Why was it called? What did they need to answer? And did they come up with an answer? And what were the results?
Yeah. So the first council of Nicaea was called. Excuse me. In response to a heresy that was spreading. So there was this priest from in Alexandria named Arius.
Oh yes.
Who had been. Teaching erroneously about the person of Jesus. He was saying, specifically, he was saying that Jesus was not divine. He was the greatest creature above all other creatures that God had made, but that he was still created by God.
Well, okay.
And you know, he wasn't trying to cause trouble
or
get anybody problematic.
Right.
He was, you know, these things hadn't been worked out yet. But the Pope and others recognized this was in error and that it needed to be corrected and protected against.
Because this was like catching on, right? Arianism was catching on and being spread around the world, right?
Yes, it was becoming pretty prominent, including among bishops and others, you know, and emperors and things. And so this council was convened, and they ultimately, one of the things that the council produced was the first part of what we now call the Nicene Creed, or its full name is the Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed, because it was kind of finished at the first Council of Constantinople. But the first half, the part talking about Jesus, the person of Jesus,
right,
that he was begotten, not made, right, consubstantial with the Father, all of that,
right,
came out of that council in response to the Arian heresy.
Okay, so that answers the question, because when I say the Rosary, I'm saying the Apostles' Creed, which is a lot shorter. And so yeah. I guess you could say the Nicene Creed sort of closed in those loopholes, if you will, right?
Yeah, it kind of had that, the Apostles' Creed, as a foundation to build off of.
Yes.
And then specifically in response to this heresy.
I see. Okay. And then after that, you said there were 21. My goodness, I didn't realize that. I thought there were less. But can you give me some examples of some other councils that were held?
Yeah,
I mean, so I know about Vatican II.
Was that the last one, by the way, Vatican II?
Vatican II, I believe, was the last one, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Just asking.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Vatican II is the most recent. So the 21st so far, Vatican II, and sometimes over the church's history, they've been kind of clustered together chronologically. You know, there'll be several with it, you know, that only have 15 or 20 years between them.
Okay.
And then other times, but like between the Council of Trent, which was the in response to the Protestant Reformation,
right,
in the mid 1500s. The next one after that was the First Vatican Council, which was over 300 years later.
Okay.
So it's, you know, they don't happen at regular intervals or anything. It's just when there's a need.
Right.
And then it was almost 100 years after the First Vatican Council, the Second Vatican Council was called.
Okay. And so, yeah. I mean, in between, for instance, the Nicene, which was, I mean, pretty major. The Council of Nicaea, but that was pretty major. Did we have any other major decisions made in between, or was it tweaking, if you will?
In between given councils, for example,
uh-huh,
obviously the Pope is still teaching, the bishops are still teaching, and even private theologians, you know, especially at that time, the Council of Nicaea, that was right at the heart of the patristic period. So you've got the Church Fathers, brilliant,
right,
prolific men and women, church mothers, you know, who we now recognize as saints, many of them,
mm-hmm,
who are writing and teaching, including in response to heresy, you know, but there's not always a need for this kind of universal response in the form of a church council.
I see.
And then in the Middle Ages and you know, all throughout the church's history, there have been these councils from time to time. Sometimes they were dealing with more kind of pastoral or disciplinary,
right,
problems,
right,
like immorality among the clergy or things like that. But most of the time, the need is some kind of a heresy, heretical belief that they're responding to.
Paul, this sounds like an incredible book. I mean, and very informative, it sounds like. And plus, I love the format that you got of 100 questions and answers. Where can they get the book, Paul?
So you can get it at Ignatius.com. It's from Ignatius Press, Ignatius.com. Or as I always say, you can also go check out and support your local Catholic bookstore.
I like that too. Paul Sands, thank you so much. We're going to check out this book.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Paul. God bless. 855-341-5199 is the number to call. Phones have been busy this morning, Damien.
It's been
nice. 855-341-5199, or even easier, ccradio.help. You can do that from anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Well, the Holy Spirit is a-moving, and this hour, moved right on by as well. We're going to wrap up with a prayer. This being the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we're going to offer up a prayer to the Heart of Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. O most Holy Heart of Jesus, fountain of every blessing, I adore you, I love you, and with living and lively sorrow for my sins, I offer you this from my poor heart of mine. Make me humble, patient, pure, and wholly obedient to your will. Grant, good Jesus, that I may live in you and for you. Protect me in the midst of danger. Comfort me in my afflictions. Give me health of body, assistance in my temporal needs, your blessing on all that I do, and the grace of the holy death. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Next hour of Wake Up continues when we come back from the break. That number to call is 855-341-5199 or donate online at ccradio.help. It's a matching hour from 8 to 9, so please call and donate. Thank you. God bless.